Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, there's some excitement in the studio, and particularly on the text line this morning. Our next two guests, they're teenage brothers from Blessington County, Wicklow. They found fame last year on the TV, the hit TV singing talent show, The X Factor. They were an instant success, and they gathered an immediate fan base. And just for their fans, if you want to know, we are doing Facebook Live for the interview as well. So if you want to join us on Facebook, you can do that as well. And the text line is 087-888-9292. If you want to leave a message for the boys. Now, they were an instant success, like I said, and gathered such a big fan base, which we're hearing from on the text line. And since being on the show, they've completed an arena tour with the X Factor. I'd say that was amazing. I'll ask them about that to find out all about it. And they've sat their junior cert. Connor set the junior cert, and Sean has done the leaving cert. And so, a lot of good things happening in their lives, and they've just finished a sold-out 10-date tour of Ireland, and they have their mini album coming out soon as well. They have previously been on our weekday morning show with Wendy earlier this year, and I'm delighted to say they're on Saturday Magazine this morning to give us an update and an insight into their career up to date today. So we're very welcome to have you both. We're very happy to have you both on the show. So welcome to Connor and Sean, guys. You're very welcome.
Thanks for having us, Jackie.
How's that for an intro? It was really long.
Yeah.
That was a great intro.
Best intro we've ever had.
Yeah,
enjoy it for what it's worth. Exactly. So let's talk about, first of all, what it's like having the year that you've had. You've completed the junior cert, the leaving cert, done the recording. What would you say has been, what were you most pleased with out of the whole year? Out of all of those highlights, what were you most excited about?
I feel like the year, what was the best thing about the year is that we were always on the go, always doing something, always had something on our minds. Like, straight off the X Factor, we were thrown onto the arena tour, which was playing like the Tree Arena, Wembley Arena.
That must have been amazing.
Wembley's all around England. Like, it was actually insane. Like, it's not every day, because I was 15 at the time, so it's not every day a 15-year-old and a 18-year-old like play arenas. So like, we kind of just took that in, and like, that experience has helped us. Like, literally every single show we played, it was like gaining like months of experience.
I can only imagine. I know when I'm watching The X Factor, I'm like, come on, guys, just make it to the point where you get to go on the tour.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
come on. You're just like, come on, yeah. Come on.
The thing is
on.
That we actually didn't. We didn't make it to the point.
But you got brought.
But we got a wild
card.
Because you were so popular, guys.
Yeah,
but that's the thing. That's like what we have to be most grateful for from The X Factor. Obviously, like, we've always been playing music, and we had a small following on Facebook just from busking on Grafton Street and stuff. But from The X Factor, the following that supported us and continue to support us.
Yeah, they've still followed us on like till today. Like, The X Factor's over a year, the new season's on, and we still have the people who watched us last year support us.
So no regrets on doing The X Factor.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Nah,
and you know, the thing that I've always noticed about The X Factor too is that the people who don't win tend to have the bigger careers.
That's what they tell us. But like, yeah.
We'll have to wait and see.
It's still early. Yeah. It's still early. So Sean, what about you? What was the highlight of the year for you this year out of all of that?
I suppose just being able to show off our music and have it out there for people to see. And obviously, like, being able to go on our own headline tour and perform our original material for people that are actually paying to see us play.
Like, again, the sell out two nights in Vicar Street, something like that, we never thought we'd be doing. Like, last year, or a bit like last year and a month or something back, we were busking on Grafton Street, and our dream was maybe to sell out a show with 100 people, but then to sell out two nights with 1,000. So like, in Vicar Street, that was again an insane milestone for
us. That is amazing. It really, really is amazing. Give us a little reminder of X Factor, of your time on X Factor. You guys show up and you do your audition, and then what happened after that?
Yeah, I suppose like we went in, obviously we didn't want to have our expectations too high, because we didn't want to set ourselves up for disappointment. So we were just like, we'll give it a shot and see how it goes. And every round just sort of became a bonus. It was like, if we got through the audition, if we get through the next round, sure, that'll be a bonus.
Yeah.
And we kept saying that every round, and we just kept, bonuses kept happening, and we kept getting through. And we went with the flow, and we just tried to do our best. And
is there a lot of pressure? I mean, it seems like when you're watching it at home, it all seems fun, and but you can see that there is a bit of tension and pressure. Did you feel that?
There's a lot of pressure. Yeah. 'Cause like you don't want to think about it, but there's always that like thought in the back of your head, if you don't do well, you're going home. You know what I mean?
That is pressure.
So like there's a massive pressure on everything you do. Like you have to always like have your game faces on. Always, even though all the competition, it wasn't really competition because we loved everyone who was in the show and we were all kind of supporting each other. But again, like if you don't do well, you're going to go home. Like at the end of the day, it was a competition.
And what were the relationships like? Were they friendly?
Oh, very friendly.
Yeah, they're amazing.
That's great to hear.
Because the X Factor, when you're on the live shows, there's actually the X Factor house and everyone just becomes a massive family in the house. Like you're all eating dinner together and it's just... It's
like we've made friends for life in that, like Raksu, the guys who won the show, they're like our older brothers now. Like they, like coaches and anything we need, like they're just... legends.
That's fabulous. That's fabulous to hear. So tell us what you've been up to since all of this has been going on. What's the latest update on you guys?
So we've released 3 singles this year and they've all went to number one on the iTunes charts, which has been amazing. And now we can officially announce that we are releasing our first mini album called Dreamer next month on the 27th of October. And that's going to be really exciting. We've got a exciting launch for that. And we'll also have maybe 1 or 2 more Irish shows to announce before the end of the year.
Wow, wow. So you sold out 10 dates to tour Ireland. That's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So what's it like gigging live around Ireland? How does that differ from the X Factor experience?
It's brilliant to see like the faces behind maybe like the... Because you do see a lot of support on Instagram and Twitter, and then to actually see their faces in real life. Like it's just... It's great to see that like they're actually a person and they actually... want to see us live and they want to see us perform. Like that's just, it's hard to wrap your mind around that every, like the numbers on the screens are actual people. So just to see the people in real life is
pretty cool. Yeah. And so what were some of the highlights of the tour? What stands out to you as being like, wow, that was a really great moment?
I think really just every night performing our own original material and people singing the lyrics back to us. Like there are songs that we've written over a year ago that people are singing back to us. There's songs that we've written very recently that people are singing the lyrics back to us. There's people, the songs we haven't released yet and people are singing the words back to us, which is
that's
just
wonderful.
Mind blown.
Yeah, you've got a great fan base, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
Amazing. They're here on the text line. Some of them are saying that so there's Cuiva, Louise and Eleanor. They're from Belfast. They can't wait to see you in Manchester.
Brilliant.
They want you to come to Cork. Some was upset because they don't live in Ireland, so they can't text. They're tweeting. and they love you guys. They say that tell them that you put a smile on their face every day. That's from Shona. So there's just tons. I can't even read all these out. I'm sorry, girls. Abby says, hey.
Hey, Abby, what's up?
Laura says, hey.
Hey, Laura.
So does Sarah. And so a big happy birthday to Sarah, who's 17 today.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday. Legend.
Tons of messages here. Thanks, everybody, for texting in. And we'll let the guys scroll through these before they leave because there's so many here. What about your family? I noticed your dad's here with you today. How much? What's family support meant to you guys?
Our family support is insane. Like our dad has literally been so supportive. Our mom's been so supportive. We couldn't do it without them. They've literally done everything for us and we'd be nowhere without them.
Isn't that great? And do you have other siblings or is it just the two of you?
Yeah, we have an older sister.
An older sister as well. Wow. Yeah. Great. She must be so proud of you
too. She is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's wonderful. And so what have you got coming up next? Where are you gonna be? Where can people find you? You've got any dates coming up soon for people to check you out?
Yeah, so next month we've got London on the 31st of October, which we're really excited about. And then following that we've got Manchester.
Halloween. You're going to be there Halloween. Wow.
Yeah, so I want people to see everyone dressed up in London. Yeah. And then we've got Manchester on the 1st of November. So the tickets are available now from the venue's websites online and
great, good stuff. Well, guys, keep up the great work. It's so great to meet you. I know that there's a lot of excited girls out there this morning getting to catch the update, and we look forward to playing your music here on Spirit Radio.
Thanks,
and,
really,
and all the best. Yeah, take care.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.